And I think that God takes many an ill wind that blows and turns it into a mighty force to drive a sail and bring the ship to anchor.
When you repent and cry to God for mercy, He reaches down and picks up any man, however wrecked and ruined, and lifts him up and makes him fit for heaven.
I'm glad that when David sinned, he turned and said, "Oh God, what have I done? What horrible thing have I done? This terrible, terrible thing. This monstrous, awful thing. Oh God, oh God, oh God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy." If he had not, I stopped there. Somebody else can go on if they want to, but I stopped there. I don't know. I tell you frankly, boys, I don't know. If he hadn't cried for mercy, I don't know. But brother, sister, listen, don't you risk it. Don't you out here commit adultery depending on the psalm that David wrote and think that as a result you write a psalm. Don't you go out here and plan the murder of somebody and think that by so doing, you are somehow or other coming to where you will show forth the grace of God in the world where you live. I just feel this, that all of us should warn you with all the strength of our souls against depending too much on the mercy of God, though His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Depend more upon His grace and power to make a man stride forth and live a life that the neighborhood will respect and that all men will take their hat off to, so that any man's wife who walks by you will be perfectly saved. And any man, whether you are jealous of something that he has or envious of some possession, can come your way without any harm ever befalling him. The grace of God, if I know what it means, Jesus Christ, if I know who He is, can save a man and make him a man. A man. A man. While he is living right here on the earth. That's what I preach to you tonight.